Prayer services at the Al-Hidayah Ahmadiyya Mosque in Jakarta still draw hundreds of followers, but there is now a police detail stationed out front to protect against a possible attack from Islamic fundamentalist groups. While Ahmadiyya followers consider themselves Muslims, they are not accepted by mainstream Islam because they do not believe the Prophet Muhammad was the final prophet. The 200,000 members in Indonesia are permitted to practice their faith, but are banned from converting any new members. There have been increasing incidents of violence against Indonesian Ahmadiyya over the last year, including a deadly attack in February by Islamic fundamentalists in West Java. An Ahmadiyya follower secretly videotaped the estimated crowd of 1,000 Muslim protesters armed with clubs and machetes, first throwing rocks, then pursuing and beating three Ahmadiyya members to death. The videotaped brutality brought worldwide condemnation and the government's pledge to bring those responsible for the violence to justice. Ahmad Masihuddin, an Ahmadiyya survivor of the attack, agreed to talk to VOA, but did not want his face shown for fear of retribution. He says the mob stripped and beat him and killed two of his friends.
I was hit by a very big rock and blacked out. They took my friends, and I don't know whether they were cut or hit, but for sure they were dragged in a different direction.
Indonesia has a long tradition of religious diversity and tolerance. A recent survey by the Setara Institute for Freedom and Democracy in Jakarta showed that Indonesians disapproved of the violence against the Ahmadiyya sect by a margin of 80%. But attacks on religious minorities have been on the rise in recent years. Masihuddin says he is angry and disappointed that the attacks have not been met with a firm government response. Earlier this year, a court sentenced 12 hardline Muslims who participated in the mob attack to just 6 months in jail. An Ahmadiyya leader who refused to leave the scene of the mob and who struck a mob leader also received a six-month sentence.
Even people who don't know about the law will say it is unfair. It is really uncivilized, and that is not Islam.
Azumardi Azra, a professor of history at the State Islamic University, says some police and government officials have been reluctant to enforce laws protecting minorities because they are either sympathetic to the Muslim fundamentalist groups or rely on them for political support.
All of these cases have to do with leadership, with very low level of law enforcement, not with the law itself, actually.
Azra says Muslim religious leaders and government officials need to speak out and take action to prevent religious violence from undermining Indonesia's stability and democracy. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.